GOP Rep. Salazar, Biden's Cuba sanctions won't stop oppression, they need internet in Cuba. By Ian Hanchett on July 22, 2021. On Thursday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Evening Edit, Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, RFL, blasted the Biden administration's sanctions on Cuban officials as too weak and argued that sanctions against Cuba won't stop the oppression of the Cuban people. Salazar reacted to the sanctions by saying, "Too weak. Because think about it, Liz, what will the Cuban people do with sanctions against one of their repressors? That repressor is not going to come to Miami to shop at Macy's. Or, he doesn't want to go to Orlando to visit Mickey Mouse. He is going to continue in Cuba continuing to repress the people. We've had an embargo for 62 years composed of economic sanctions, and it hasn't worked. So, what I'm saying to you is that the only thing that we need to do, the Biden administration needs to do, is to empower and to give instruments to the Cuban people so they can embolden themselves. Go out into the streets, once again, in millions and millions and millions and tell the world what they really want, which is freedom." Salazar added that getting Cubans access to the internet is crucial. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.